Okay, so what is your name? What subject do you teach? And how long have you been at Highview?
So my name is Andrew Sorge. I teach 7th grade world geography and 8th grade U.S. history, and this is my first year at Highview Middle School.
How did you get to Highview? Like, what schools did you teach? What subjects? What grades did you teach before you ended up here?
Okay, so this is my 7th year of teaching social studies. The last 6 years, I was living in Des Moines, Iowa, and was teaching 8th grade U.S. history at the middle school that I actually went to, Stillwell Junior High.
Oh.
So yeah, so this is my second teaching job, and my first one outside of Iowa. So, and I came to Highview because my wife and I moved from Des Moines last year. So she got a job up here in the Twin Cities, and so I moved schools because of that.
What was middle school like for you, just in general?
Such a hard question because middle school, it just seems like it was so long ago for me. It's been like 16 years since middle school. Man, I'd love to tell you that it was like this super amazing and like I have all these wonderful stories, but like it's just hard to remember back then. It was a pretty regular experience for me. I had some really good teachers that helped me want to go into teaching. I met some of my best friends in middle school that I still keep in touch with. It was one of the first times I got to play like some new sports because of the middle school sports programs that we had. But other than that, I don't think my middle school experience was really any different than what middle school is like today. I'd say the biggest difference is we just didn't have like as much, we didn't use technology as often. We had like carts for like laptops and stuff that would be in the room, but I didn't have like my own Chromebook like most students do today. So we just didn't do as much on computers back then.
What's a funny or embarrassing story from your time in middle school?
Man, this was a tough question to think about because I don't have like nothing really sticks out to me as like something that specifically was really funny or embarrassing for me. I did have some teachers though that I thought they just had like some funny quirks about them or they told funny stories. And one teacher I remember in particular, I can never ever ever forget her. She was my 7th grade science teacher, Mrs. Lyman. And she was just this really energetic and, for lack of a better word, kooky woman who she literally had a science-themed outfit for every single day of the school year. And every day it was a different one.
What?
So, yeah. So, for like all 180 days of 7th grade, Mrs. Lyman had a different, like, outfit combination of like some dress with dinosaurs on it, or like and everything like earrings that would be like dinosaur bones, a dress that had like dinosaurs and stuff and fossils, and then maybe another day it would be for like cells and stuff like that, or like she just over the years she said she just goes to garage sales and just finds crazy stuff. Like her hobby was to go to garage sales, and she would just tell us all these really funny like stories that I think are hilarious now, but as like a 7th grader, we all like looked at ourselves and are like, wow, this lady's like super crazy. So funny. So I can't ever forget Mrs. Lyman because of all of the crazy things that she wore and just was really, really, really funny.
I mean, like 180 different outfits.
She must have had a pretty big closet.
Seriously.
So.
Oh, what was popular when you were in middle schools? Like clothes, hobbies?
So I don't remember anything like clothing-wise that was really different. Like it was popular for like most students. Like we'd have like our American Eagle like jeans or Abercrombie and Fitch, and some of that stuff was kind of popular because we had just some of those stores had just come to like our town and stuff. But as far as other things, like I remember when I was in 7th or 8th grade, that was when the first iPods came out, like the big giant block iPods, not iPhones, but like
The
that was
music.
crazy when you could have like all of your like thousands of songs on like this one thing, and that was so cool at the time. So the other thing is, when I was in middle school, social media was like just starting to kind of become like a popular thing. So Facebook wasn't quite popular, not with middle schoolers, but we had a thing called MySpace when I was in middle school. And so like the popular thing in middle school was like to have your MySpace page and like to always update it with like your favorite, like what were your top songs or like who are your top friends, like who's in who's top five for friends and posts and all that stuff. And that's kind of like the first time I remember social media being a thing. This was before Twitter, before Facebook, before any of that, or at least as middle schoolers, we didn't care about those other social media things yet. MySpace was like the cool thing to see and hang out with friends and stuff. So, yeah.
And now, hasn't that website and that company kind of crashed a little bit?
I don't think I've been on my MySpace page since I was like a sophomore in like high school. So it lasted for like a year or two. And then Facebook came along, and then like Facebook was so much better. So yeah, I don't think MySpace is really, I don't know. I'd have to check. Maybe my MySpace page is still out there somewhere with like some Green Day songs on the page or something like that. Who knows? But yeah.
Well, I've heard like a couple years ago when they were trying to transfer everything, like 50 million people's accounts disappeared and crashed.
I'm sure mine is long gone then. So.
Well, this kind of leads a little bit into the next question, but how did you stay connected with your friends before like texting and social media? So kind of like for you, I guess, before everybody had it.
I mean, I don't know. Like when I was in middle school, I had a cell phone so I could like text friends and like call friends and stuff. So like I'm not too old that I was in the time before that was available. So I think texting has always been like the way that I've stayed connected with friends and stuff. You know, how we would communicate as to like whose house are we gonna hang out at, or what are we doing like for the weekend and stuff. You know, what time are we gonna meet up at the mall and go walking around the mall, or what movie are we going to? Because in middle school, that's all we could. It's all you can do. You can't drive yourself anywhere. You guys all know that. So, like, all right, where are we going to meet up? What park are we hanging out at? Whose house are we going to? You know, what spot are we all going to like hang out at? So, that's always kind of been social media and texting has always kind of been our way of messaging each other. So.
What got you into teaching, and what got you into teaching the subject that you teach, so social studies?
Well, you know, like in middle school, I liked a lot of my teachers and stuff, and I think that's kind of one of the first times I started thinking about like what do I want to do like for a job. And so I think it kind of the seeds were planted in middle school. I don't think I was really thinking about it too hard yet. But then as I got into high school and stuff, I really, really liked my social studies teachers a lot. And I always really liked science too. Those were my two favorite classes. I always did really well in them. I liked learning about things like history. I liked learning about biology and stuff for science and everything. And I think I just, I ended up deciding that, you know, I wanted to be a social studies teacher because of the teachers that I had. And so I cut science out once I, you know, realized if I'm going to be a science teacher, I'm going to have to teach kids about like, we're going to have to do like dissections and stuff like that. And I always hated that. Like that's the funky thing about me is like, I don't do well, like with blood and guts and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Or I can't like when I get like flu shots or when I got my vaccine for mm-hmm. COVID, like I can't watch the needle go in and stuff. It just grosses me out or makes me feel funky and stuff. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I can't teach stuff. Like I can't have a class full of kids like dissecting frogs or something. And then,
you know,
I pass out in front of everyone. That's not going to fly. So let's go social studies. Don't have to worry about that then.
You're lucky you didn't get, well, exploration day we normally do in a normal year. But you're lucky you didn't get assigned a dissection.
Oh, I think I would be changing that around as soon as I got assigned.
Yeah.
I'll find someone who wants to do that and I'll go do something else. So
yep.
I don't think you'll ever see me doing the dissection thing.
Never.
Not voluntarily.
Yeah. What was your favorite music, movie, book, or hobby when you were in middle school?
Well, when I was in middle school, as far as reading, I've always liked like science fiction type books. So I was really into a book series that's really, really old called Dune when I was in middle school and stuff. And there were just tons of books like that were in that series. So I got really into that. And then other sort of like science fiction, dystopia type of books at that time. But I just liked reading a lot when I was in middle school. But like fantasy type books, like Lord of the Rings, sci-fi books, I was always really into. But I'd read pretty much anything if it was interesting and stuff. And then as far as music, I know in middle school I was really into like rock at that time, like rock and roll, alternative bands. From like the 90s and early 2000s. So that's when I got into like bands like Nirvana or Pearl Jam, as far as like older 90s bands. And then like newer bands that were coming around at that time, like The Killers and some of that stuff. And so that's still a lot of the music that I enjoy, but I would certainly say I like more kinds of music. Now I can listen to just about anything, but middle school I was very, very much into like rock and roll alternative music because that's what all of my friends were into.
Yeah, that's what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to after COVID?
I'm looking forward to actually getting to see like friends and people out like in a normal setting. Being able to go out to dinner with some friends or just being able to go over to their house and not feeling nervous about it. Thankfully, a lot of my friends that live in the Twin Cities have at least gotten their first vaccination or they're scheduled for it now that everything's becoming more available. So I'm hoping sooner rather than later, my wife and I can start seeing them and stuff, especially because we just bought a new house recently. So we're hoping we can have some people over to kind of warm up the house and everything like that. So we're excited for that. But I've got friends from high school that live all over the country. And we talk every week on Zoom. That's been one of the nice things about COVID, actually, is because of Zoom, we just all decided like, hey, let's just do like a weekly get together. And stuff. And so every single week we get on a Zoom call and we talk and get to stay caught up. And so we've done a better job of like really staying connected with each other than we did since we've graduated college and graduated high school and stuff and got to see each other every now and then. But so that's been nice. But like once things are back to normal, it's going to be nice to see people in person, family members, friends, like just getting to be social again. Is going to be really, really nice because I haven't gotten to do that here in Minneapolis yet since I moved up here last March, just as COVID started. So I haven't had the chance to really go out to concerts, or I'm really looking forward to going to Minnesota United soccer games, getting to Target Field for Twins baseball games. I'm not a Twins fan, but I love baseball, and just it's only a mile from where I'm currently living. So I'd love to just walk to Target Field and actually get to like take in some games and stuff during the summer. So that'll just be nice. It'll just be nice to be around people and not feel nervous or guilty or anything.
This isn't a question I normally ask, but what are your cats' names?
All right, so my wife and I have two small black cats. One is named Wrigley. That's the one that my wife named after Wrigley Field, because she is a big Chicago Cubs fan.
Yeah. And
the other one is named Fenway, which I named for Fenway Park, because I'm a big Boston Red Sox fan. So they're both baseball names.
Yeah.
Yep. They're just two. They're two sisters. They were born together. They're kind of runts, so they're pretty small. They're only about 6 or 7 pounds, even though they're like 6 years old now, and that's about as big as they're going to get unless we overfeed them. So they're perfect. They're the perfect size for our apartment right now, and for our new house. They're not going to be taking up too much space or anything. But
yeah, pets are really nice during COVID. You know, you get to spend a lot more time with them.
Well, I think they've really enjoyed that my wife has been working from home and stuff. Normally when I get home from school, or when we were learning at a distance and stuff, most of the time they would just get like onto her chair, and then like just kind of, they would just take over the chair. Basically, when I get home, my wife is sitting on the front half of the chair because the two cats are curled up right behind her because they don't want to, or they're somewhere nearby. Maybe they're on top of the desk sitting next to her, or they're sitting on a drawer right behind her in the sun. Like they just, I think they've really enjoyed the fact that she's always around. So there's always someone to feed them and give them attention. So whenever things go back and she's not working from home as often, might be a little bit of a shock to them.
Seriously. I remember when we were all distance and you were teaching from your house, we could just hear like little meow.
Oh yeah. Every now and then if they can be a little bit noisy.
Yeah.
They want to, or they jump. I know they jumped up on the couch or our kitchen island a couple of times, so you could see them in the background.
Yeah. What was your favorite lunch, school lunch, when you were in middle school, and what is your favorite school lunch now?
Well, I haven't had a school lunch, not here at Highview. I haven't had a school lunch as a teacher, I should say, you know, since I became a middle school teacher, not at my old school, not here. I think if I ever did grab a lunch, it was probably just like salad bar. Yeah. But when I was a kid, I think breaded chicken patties were always my favorite. There was something about the my school district's like breaded chicken patties that I just was really, really into.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know if breaded chicken patties have gotten worse since then or if they're still pretty good, but if I saw that a chicken patty sandwich was going to be on the menu, I knew it was going to be a good day. And then sometimes pizza. We had like two different kinds of pizza that they served for lunch. Sometimes it was like this kind of gross, sad looking rectangle. And then other times we got like these actual like circular ones that had like some Italian seasoning or probably something that was frozen that they just put it. But it was a lot better than like that sad rectangle. So
yeah,
if I got one of the good circle pizzas, then you knew that was going to be a solid one too.
Yep. Oh yeah. Are there any other stories you'd like to share about middle school?
I don't think so. I would just say, you know, middle school is a different time for everyone. I know some people who middle school were some of their favorite days. I know some of my friends absolutely hated middle school. You know, school's just such a unique experience for everyone. You know, it's all about some of those memories that you make. I remember being in middle school and never really thinking anything about it, but like looking back on it now and stuff, like some of the questions that you had me think about and stuff really made me kind of like reflect and think on like, well, geez, look at all of these friends that I met back at that time that I'm still kind of connected with. And, you know, it made me think about like, well, what are some of the things that really got me into teaching? Were they more middle school or high school? And, you know, it all just kind of, school in general is like what you make of it and stuff. And like looking back on it now, I see, while I don't remember everything that I learned in middle school, I don't remember all the stuff that I did in algebra. I don't remember I don't even remember the things that we did in U.S. history in eighth grade. And I ended up teaching that subject in the same district for 6 years. And I was like, I don't even remember doing this in class, but I remember everything that I learned in seventh grade, world history. And so it's just, it's all about like, it's all about what you make of it and stuff. And so while there's going to be times that I'm sure people have tough days in middle school here at Highview, or just know that going forward, like you're making friendships, you're having experiences that who knows could have a lasting impact on your life if you decide to look on them positively and stuff. So
thank you for letting me interview you.
Yeah, thank you, Stella. I appreciate you reaching out and showing interest in hearing from me. So this was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you.